Assyria will not serve us, will not mount on our horses, nor shall we call once again our God to the works of our hands. Prophet Hoseas 14:2-10. Welcome to the step number 24, our climbing towards the Easter victory through the desert of prayer, fasting, and works of mercy. Friday, 8th of March. The spiritual masters classically affirms that a Christian does not begin to sin, to lie or steal or go into adultery or worship of idol or going into to do pact with Satan to have money or to deceive. It does not begin a day the temptation present to you. It begins the day you begin to decline in your prayer life. That is to say that a person, a Christian that prays with his heart, that dialogues with God as we understand prayer, we hardly begin to prostitute. That is because when praying means you are in love, you are falling in love with God, he's your all and your all, he's your beginning, he's your center, he's your first. You are not changing with him with another person. He's everything for you. And once you begin, you fall in love with him, begin to love all that he loves. You love everything that he loves, and you hate all that he does not love. That is the logic. That is why today, in Mark 12, 28-34, a young person, a very religious Jew, went to Jesus to ask him, which is the first of the commandments? He said, the first is, love all your God, Shema, O Israel. Shema, O Israel. Love your God with all your heart, intelligence, with your spirit, everything. And the second is, you love all that God loves, the human beings. That is why it is a hypocrisy of the first grade. That somebody prays much and loves God and hates the people around him. The second is, you love your neighbors, which means you love all that God loves. Hence, God loves so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. So, what do we practice today? If you don't have a disciplined time of prayer, if you love your work, the things you do so much, it is your phone that you are married and in love with, or the things that robs you of a quality time of prayer with God, it is very, very likely that you will be easily falling into sin. Falling into sin means prostitution with God, against God, because you are saying yes to Satan, who is the master of sin. Yes, we can always make a commit error, but in as far as you have no disciplined life of prayer, which manifests your love with God, you will also be not be. It will be also difficult for you to love and show love to your neighbors. When prayer means dialoguing with God, falling in love with God, it is difficult that you live in hate and you not show solidarity and mercy to your brothers and sisters. Try today to build a quality time of prayer. Let your prayer mean heart to heart with God, not empty words or empty devotions. Receive the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A blessed Friday, day of penitence.